bunch of acronyms and words that don't actually mean anything, and what they really want to know is, what do I click to make it better? This feast is perhaps the equivalent danger in liturgical and theological venues. That we run into the problem with the Holy Trinity that if we simply go at it in the mode of explanation, there's going to be a lot of funny words like perichoresis and processions, and I can probably tell you a whole lot of things about the various ridiculous heresies that the church discarded long ago but still pop up from time to time. Or we can start telling stories like St. Patrick with the shamrock, which, by the way, is a really bad way to explain the Trinity. And eventually, people's eyes glaze over. This Sunday is famous, at least among homiletic circles, for leading to long, impenetrable, dense, and boring homilies. And I hope that I am not going to do that to you today. So instead of the theological jargon, instead of attempting to understand the mystery of the Trinity, which is always, this is what mystery means, which is always going to exceed human understanding. It's never going to be fully comprehensible. We're never going to be done understanding it. What do we do with this feast? This feast is about how we come to know God. This feast is about how God decides to let himself be known by us. This feast celebrates the fulfillment in the new covenant of what was spoken about in the first reading. Has anything ever happened so great as this to any other people? Has God ever given himself so fully? Has God ever let himself be known so well as he let himself be known by Israel? The Feast of the Trinity celebrates that reality in the life of Christians. Has God ever let himself be known so well as he lets us know him as the Holy Trinity? You're probably familiar with the experience. It's a common experience everywhere, but people seem to treat it as particularly common in Washington, where when you meet people for the first time, you do a little bit of introduction, but you probably only get about 45 seconds into the interaction before someone manages to say, "And what do you do? What's your job?" Or sometimes, "Who do you work for? What agency or what important person?" And what we're trying to do is to know the other person by fitting them into some set of categories, into some slot, so we know where, what position they occupy in the world. What do you do? And we can, in a certain way, come at God that way as well. What does God do? How does this matter to me? Where do I fit into the picture? But the answer to what God does, if we were to ask God, "What is it that you do?" That answer will always reveal more than simply what the structure is. Because when we ask that question, "What does God do?" we're actually asking a question that's known in theology. So here's a little bit of jargon, but not too much, I promise. The question of the economic Trinity. How does the Trinity act in the world? What is the Trinity doing? And we can say, well, there's the Father who creates and sustains. There's the Son who redeems. There's the Spirit who sanctifies, who makes holy. The Spirit who gives life. And that's what God is doing. But as we come to know the God who creates, who redeems, who sanctifies, as the disciples came to know that God through Jesus revealing that God, through Jesus revealing himself, revealing his relationship to the Father, and then sending the Spirit, the disciples came to know that God was not just the God who does all this, but also the God who, in God's very self, is a relationship of love. The Father loving the Son, the love between them, flowing between them, so real that it is the very person of the Holy Spirit. That's what we're invited to know. That's what the Feast of the Holy Trinity celebrates. That God has desired us to be included in these relationships. That God wants us brought within and into God's very own life. And in that sense, the Feast of the Holy Trinity is not a feast about explanation. It's not a feast about what we understand about God. Because that in itself is very limited. Rather, this is a feast of intimacy. This is a feast about how deeply God desires us to be in relation with Him. A feast about how deeply God wants to be known by us. Because none of us, left to our own devices, ever would have known the first thing about the Holy Trinity. No number of theologians, given however many years locked up in libraries thinking about this, ever would have come up with the idea that there is one God in three persons, undivided, triune in persons, but unified in majesty. All these theological formulations that, quite frankly, contradict plain logic, contradict simple grammatical sense in the way that we talk about God, we would not have come up with this on our own. What the Feast of the Trinity celebrates is that God so deeply wants to be known, that God wants us to be that intimately connected, that God made God's self known in His very nature. That through giving us the encounter with God, who creates, who redeems, who sanctifies, God has also unfolded to us God's nature as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And now, as the second reading says, as we are adopted into these relationships, we're included in God's very own life. And so finally, what we celebrate on this Feast of the Holy Trinity, what we celebrate particularly at this parish, which takes the name of Holy Trinity, is that this name is not just a name for God, but now also a name for us. As Jesus commanded His apostles to go out and baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, as each of us has been baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, we now bear as well the name of God. And as we go out into the world, the question this feast puts to us is, how well, how generously, will we carry out God's desire to be known? How much will we take out of our own worship, out of our own encounter with God who gives Himself to us so intimately? Will we take that out into the world and let others know God as well? We've all had the experience when we get to meet people and we go to that easy, obvious question, and what do you do? What's your work? That question is as often a way to cut off intimacy as it is a way into deeper conversation. It's an easy way to keep things safe, to leave things at the level where everybody understands the rules and nobody has to get any deeper into knowledge of each other than they really want to. That is not how God operates. When we encounter what God does, when we encounter God who creates, who redeems, who sanctifies, and we're honest about it, then we also encounter who God is. We encounter the Father, the Son, and the Spirit coming to us in love and drawing us into their relationship of love. And if we've encountered that, then we know that our own mission is to go out and invite others into it as well. And so this is a question I've harped on a number of times, standing up here in Holy Trinity. How much do we let others into our own experience of faith? When we go out into the world, how much are we willing to share with others our own true, real encounter with God? The fact that we've been named by the Trinity as well. That in order to know who we are, you have to know who God is. That in order for us to share ourselves most fully with those we love and with those we meet, we have to share something about our relationship with God. That's the challenge this feast puts to us today. To carry out into the world not just some doctrine, some explanation about the Trinity, but to carry out into the world that intimate encounter. That encounter that goes deeper than just saying, and what do you do? But is willing to reach out to the other person and say, and who are you really? Because we know that in our own encounter with God, we've been able to see God reveal God's self as who He really is. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit, related to each other in love, inviting us into that relationship. We owe each other no less than that. The invitation, not only into explanation, not even into explanation, but rather into intimacy. The invitation to enter into relationship, to be included, to be caught up, to be adopted into the very love of God.